Luke rose out of his body with a jolt, then hung floating above it, staring at the underside of the bunk above. A week passed, or maybe it was a second. He had no idea. Time had no existence outside the body. A heartbeat lasted a week. A lifetime flashed by in an instant. But Luke Skywalker remained, a manifestation of Force essence that embodied mind and form, more real than the material husk he had left strapped in the bunk below. He exhaled, or imagined himself exhaling, and his connection to his body grew more tenuous. There is no life. There is only the Force. It was the code of the Mindwalkers, an assertion that the corporeal was an illusion, that a living being was nothing but a luminous swirl in the Force. And perhaps they were right. Luke exhaled again, and a purple radiance appeared above, shining down through the crude matter of the upper bunk as though it were a hologram. He reached, and the light came flooding in, filling him with a calm as deep as space. He became the Force, and the Force became him, and he knew only the pure, eternal joy of existence. Luke called to mind a lake he had once visited, a narrow mountain lake nestled between a granite dome and a boulder-strewn meadow with hummocks of knee-high moss, and he started to walk. Whether the journey took a week or an instant was impossible to say, but then he was there, standing on the shore of the Lake of Apparitions, looking across its still, black waters toward the silver mists that concealed the far end. There was no silhouette floating in the fog, no half-hidden woman beckoning him onward. Abeloth was nowhere to be seen. Of course she wasn't. Luke was the one looking for a fight, not Abeloth. She was too busy trying to create her divine family, to transform Ben and Vistara into a twisted version of the son and the daughter who had once kept the balance in the Force. The last thing Abeloth wanted now was to face Luke in a final combat that she just might lose. But the choice wasn't hers. Luke stepped into the water and began to wade forward. He did not make any sloshing sounds or disturb the dark surface as he moved. Soon, the hummocks and boulders along the shore began to cast reflections not of themselves, but of the faces of the dead Wookiees, Barabels, humans, 100 other species. Their eyes all seemed to be watching Luke as he passed, sometimes showing disappointment when his features did not turn out to be those of a loved one, often lighting in recognition and curiosity as they realized they were looking on the Grand Master of the new Jedi Order. Many of the faces Luke saw belonged to old friends. Ganna Rhizod, Numerar, Trissina Lobi, and a dozen others. But he continued by them without pause. During his 4 decades as a Jedi, Luke had lost 100 good friends and more acquaintances than he could count. And he was certain they would understand if he did not have time to stop and greet them all.